Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Life Day 2022. Adam will guess into perpetuity, and he will not get it until the last episode of the last recording. I can almost guarantee it.
I have no idea what game it was.
I'm not gonna lie, I had things going differently in my notes. I'm making all of this up now. Things happened that I didn't expect, and other things happened, didn't happen. Excuse me. Other things didn't happen that I did expect to happen. It's been one of those nights. We did the dice giveaway.
Like, that's always the case, though, right? Like, whatever you prepare for, we do the exact opposite.
Dude, honestly, I never know. Because, like, sometimes I can sink the hook just enough for you guys to, like, do the thing. And I didn't, I shouldn't have led with the space station. I just couldn't get any of the interactions that I expected to happen?
What?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Adam. We got F's in the chat for you.
All for you, buddy. At least we
can guess the movie.
I'm assuming Adam's the one who drew the pictures up on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
So today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back.
Oh, I tried to undelete it.
And whoops. By now, you should have realized.
There we go.
Wait, you should have somehow realized.
We already did that one.
You're just now. You're just repeating. All right.
If you want more '90s, I got one more.
Wait, so, are we your Wonder Wall, Zach?
We have you're some sort of wall and some
just
sort of
maybe.
Wonder. The crew has now brought on the ire of local law enforcement because Char Char couldn't keep his shit together.
But Char Char was fine.
You are totally off base. You tried to carry. Oh yeah, you're carrying Gus. I forgot about that. And
in person question, Char Char, do you have a thermal detonator?
Yeah.
Cool.
I also have someone's child.
What?
What's in my fucking inventory?
What?
That's been there for a while.
No.
The child, yes. Or the thermal detonator?
The child.
Okay, you can have the child or the thermal detonator. I'm leaning towards the child. You have a kid in your bag.
No, like, if you search back through our chat logs, you brought this up before, Zach, where you asked, Adam, why does Char Char have someone's child? And I'm like, I don't know. But that's in there. Oh, you never made me delete it.
Delete it. Delete it.
Character, I realize now that Kevin Costner's gun does not have a stun function, so...
Oh, that's right.
That's right. My gun is different now.
I forgot you don't have stun.
But I do, perfect. However, have a silencer, so nobody will know where I'm firing from.
Can I argue that I never picked up Gus, because they stopped me before I was able to?
No, you picked him up and then walked towards them.
No, I
yes.
was walking through
them. No, no, no. No. Because when that happened, they were off. They hadn't quite approached yet. They were just like at a distance talking to you, saying, "We need to come with us." And
but
then
I
you picked
Char Char pats him on the shoulder and then walks through them to go pick up Gus.
I don't recall that. I'm gonna say no. Gus is on your shoulders.
Oh, he's on my shoulders. That's fine.
You threw him over one of your shoulders. He's not sitting on your shoulders like a small child. Holding on to your big floppy ears.
Is he Gus like, the child?
Gus is now the child.
Woo-woo.
Show me the child.
I don't mean to interrupt all this.
What's up?
That I have a triumph.
You have a triumph also?
On the initiative roll.
Oh, shit. You and Kevin... I thought Kevin Costner had a triumph. Oh, it was you.
Nope.
Okay.
It was...
It was Doc Zaz.
John, you can have a free action with your turn. Do you choose to go first?
Do it.
Or do you want someone else to go first?
Do it.
Free action, like let's say I use that action to say, and I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but let's say I use it to shoot. Do I get to shoot again?
Well, you haven't pulled your weapon out yet. You could shoot again. You have to use your maneuver to draw, and then you can use both actions to fire.
Even though I stated that I pulled my gun out
after did you?
Our complete messed up the storyline.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I guess Trek tried to put us on the bad timeline, so. What? Woo. All right. Yeah.
We're in the Mandalorian.
No, I was making a joke because show me the child pulls out a thermal. It's chat. I'm talking to chat. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, John. You got your gun. You have a maneuver and two actions, and you can also spend two strain for another maneuver. What are you doing there, Dexter?
I'm gonna shoot at.
I need an alcohol for this.
Closest officer.
Okay. You're gonna have to shoot past Char Char. I don't think you mind. Let me bring up the dice pool.
Sorry, what was that, Zach?
I'm getting the dice pool real quick. Hold on. You're like close range. And I have to upgrade it because of Char Char being in your way. Go ahead and roll.
Does that, being close range, does that mess up a extreme range weapon?
No, it just means you can fire extreme range. If you were engaged, there'd be some difficulties, but short range, you're fine. Let's see. Oh my god.
And for my second triumph, I would like
to fire again.
Dude, I gave you a Night Stinger blaster rifle? God, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Holy shit. A success and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 advantage and a triumph. What the fuck? What was I thinking?
Did I recover strain with the advantage?
Yeah,
or absolutely. Should we have started off fresh here?
Y'all should have started off. Somebody, Char-Char is the only one who has used strain so far.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 10, 11 damage. Let me see how much this provincial law enforcement officer has. What do you want to do with your... You could try... John... No. Doc Zaz whips the rifle up, fires clean over Char-Char's shoulder, right past Gus's butt. Hits the first officer. And... It takes him out. You have enough for two more triumphs. So, I guess we could just, if you want a quick fire and just like boo boo boo, that would kill all of them.
Fire twice more.
Yeah.
Or you're just gonna give me that with the triumphs.
If you're gonna spend all your triumphs and advantage on that, then yeah, you can have them all dead. Wow.
I'm fine with that, except can you tell me what kind of creatures these guys are?
Why?
They just look like.
Well, in the image, they're Duros, which are like the Greys, like in human alien lore. They have no noses. They have no ears. They just are like they're bald. They've got big bulby eyes.
Start sending a lot cooler creatures our way.
I guess that's right. I guess they're not minions. I thought they were minions. They're not minions. They're just really squishy. If they have any good what? What'd you say?
I said I'm going to need you to start sending a lot cooler people our way.
Yeah, I know. As you all see these smoking officers drop to the ground, on the radio you hear... Patrol 72, you there? Shift change in half an hour. Please respond. Those terrorists are located in your vicinity, on your patrol. Please advise.
I'm going to pick up one of the radios. All clear, no terrorists, good, 10-4, 30 minutes, got ya. I'll roll deception for that.
Yeah, you will. Upgraded. And that's 5 light and 2 dark. 2 failure, 2 threat. Yeah. Roger that. With the threat, you pretty sure they believe you.
You not still... holding the button, I'm gonna talk to them. I think they fell for it, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty believable.
So we should go.
Across town, you hear a siren start wailing, and then another one on the other side of town. And then another one from a different direction in town, closer.
I would say, Lou, that now is the time for you to show us that spaceport.
It's in space. I don't have the code cylinder to get to access it yet. I told you that. You
need to go to find it.
It's going to be provided to me. The auction was just yesterday. Well, it was a week ago, but it was yesterday because... Never mind. I don't have it, okay? We're waiting on it. I just wanted to let Gus know it's his. Pineapple. I mean, Gus, Gus is like, oh, Spectre, please, it hurts. Put me down. I'm not ready to go.
Okay.
Lou's like, let's get back to your place. We'll lay low for a while, and then we'll figure this all out. Yeah, let's go back. Look back to the inn. Anyone opposed?
I searched the cart for drugs.
You find a bunch of... No, I'm kidding. You don't find anything. Let me... we'll do it. We'll do a check. Go ahead and roll...
evidence.
Skullduggery. Failure and an advantage. You don't find any good drugs. You do find a half-smoked Mark and Herb joint.
3 days old. Still good. I pocket it.
Pineapple Express.
Can I stealthily take the eyes of one of them?
Oh my god. I don't know how you're going to do this stealthily, my man.
Rakbazi's digging through pockets. Like, I'm just...
Yeah, but he's not hiding it. He's just doing it. Digging through skulls. So are you rolling a stealth check and then a medicine check? You're really trying to not, like... There's gonna be blood, John. You don't have your kit. Like, you probably have your kit. But are you gonna just bust out your Dexter shit with everyone right here?
Char, get everyone outside. I'm gonna clean up in here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Char's just been going along with this whole thing so far. So.
He just walks, you have Gus on your shoulder still, and Luz just follows you. So we're going back to your place, right? Yeah. Okay. And it just trails off.
Upon hearing that and the sirens, you just hear it like out from outside of the warehouse. Boop, boop. As I unlock the hot dog cart, I was like, hey, just throw him on the cart. It'll be an easy ride. Let's go. Let's go, Char.
Forgot the hot dog cart has
an
alarm system. Skull duggery, yeah. Can I roll skull diggery roll? What about Kevin Costner?
He's still hiding.
You passed a stealth check, yeah?
Yeah. I had the despair that caused the cops to show up.
Oh, that's right.
Kevin's gonna look out and see that the cops are dead.
Yeah.
I assume they have blasters on them.
Oh, for sure.
So he's going to come out and with a gloved hand grab one of the blasters and fire a round into each like blaster wound on the cop from one of their own guns to plant it like they fired on each other.
Oh my god.
And then he's gonna put the blaster in like one of their hands and then he's just gonna nod and walk away.
No, you're not. You're gonna have to roll for that.
But I assume they all got hit like center mass, and they're dead from one shot.
Yeah.
So, what are you gonna make me roll?
A deception against vigilance of
is fine.
Go for it.
Boom.
Success, 2 advantages. So whoever arrives on scene first, it will look like one cop shot the other two, and then himself in the gut.
Classic.
It's the holiday. Nobody really wants to deal with this shit.
And then he'll make his way to the hot dog cart.
Lawrence Patrolman, why?
It was 3 days
out of the building.
Yeah.
I can take some eyes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Christmas.
It's gonna be a...
I'm gonna shoot them in the eye socket.
The blaster. That makes sense. Cover up the crime.
There was a firefight! Yeah, it's gonna be a hard check with a setback due to time.
For deception or?
No, you're doing a medicine check. Uh huh.
Success. Come on, success.
Come on. Oh my god. Three success, Dr. three advantage. Jim. Yeah, how many eyes do you want? Like.
Three.
Done.
Three. For time's sake, I'll just take one.
A single eye. I'm pretty sure Duros have, like, that weird, like, goat eye pupil, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I know they have one for me.
The picture I'm looking at looks like a solid color.
Is it? Hold on.
The greatest talk in the Outer Rim.
Okay, you're right. I'm freaking out. There we go. All right, yeah, John, you have your eye.
Perfect.
But as you get the eye, the first of the few police cars that are arriving, you can get the blaster shots off, but you're going to have to sneak out of here. I'm going to leave it the same roll, hard with the setback, because they are... Now doors are slamming, people are shuffling around, by the way.
Like a stealth type thing?
Yeah, if you're trying to stealth away, or unless you can argue something different.
As the cops are showing up?
Yeah, they're outside showing up.
Are we on the other side of the building?
You guys, I'm assuming, have already started back towards the cantina.
Can I give John a boost die and accidentally turn on my stereo system?
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you two boost die, because that's pretty distracting. No, I'll just do one. That's fair. One's fine. Give me that stealth check, John. Or whatever unless you have something else you want to roll. This really strange thing happened. They took out their eyes, gave them to me, and then shot each other. Oh my god, that would be a hell of a story. I can't make this up, Dot. An advantage. You managed to hide in the building. You're in the building, hiding, but you aren't able to, at this point, you're not able to get out. There are at least three cars have shown up with, like, five officers roaming about. What is everyone, who is heading to the cantina? Who stuck around? Lou and Gus are with you guys, don't forget.
I'm waiting for Char-Char to load Gus up to the hot dog cart. So I'm just kind of blasting my music, getting a little hit of G-Ricknet ready.
One of the cops is like, "Hey, you, over there with the music, cut that out."
Oh, sorry.
What's wrong? Is that guy conscious? What's going on here, Gus? Oh, it's... great Spectre, please. I'm understanding.
Crazy night, officer. Just trying to get my buddy home. It's fine. It's under control.
I'm not ready to die yet. Oh, great wagon of death.
See, he's fine. A hand over Gus's mouth. He just needs some sleep.
Our food is the best.
A rough night. You know, the holidays coming up. It's just, he took a little too much of the sauce. It's under control, officer.
I'm going to flip a dark side point. He pulls your hand away. You know, I used to be a real good criminal. Until these specters.
I stab him again with the G-Brick.
Charger goes to used to.
What is the, is it ever increasing difficulty on the
I believe so, since this is the same, like, day, same instance.
I'm still leaving that setback die, because you did, he also has adrenaline in him. where's Gus? Gus. mouse. He doesn't have. We already established he doesn't have resilience. That's right.
Oh no.
Gus is now addicted to G-Ricknet. But with the two threat,
He has 1 point of addiction obligation.
Oh. He's minorly addicted to G-Ricknet. He now doesn't know what he needs, but he knows he needs more. It's like someone dosed him with Molly, and he can't figure out why everything was so awesome for about 12 hours.
As I stick him, like, shuss.
You got the two threat, and he's like, whoa, I think you just gave me some drugs. Oh, this is a good night. And two more of the officers. So there's three more coming after you guys. Two of them are searching the house. Going into the warehouse where Doc Zaz is, and you hear, we got a body in here. We got three officers down. They get on they start reaching for their comms. I'll give you guys an opportunity. Do we want to re-roll initiative?
Cool, the same order.
Oh, I just deleted it.
Oh, real nice.
Can I shift to look like one of the officers?
Oh, I forgot you could do that.
So did I. What is it? Was it average resilience or easy? Because you have that pump, right? You have something that makes it easier for you to change, but I don't remember if it adds a boost or if
I don't
it...
either, and I don't know where my notes are.
Let me see. Let me open your sheet real quick. I could have sworn it was in here.
Oh, I knew you were a nightmare. I forgot. A terrifying nightmare.
No, biofeedback system. I don't remember. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. We'll just call it an easy... But I'm definitely adding a setback because it's cold, and I'm gonna flip my last dark side point, upgrade it.
You remember what I rolled for that?
Resilience.
Did I just suffer a strain?
It's resilience. Two strain and a resilience roll.
What's up?
Go back to sleep, Adam.
No, sorry.
Oh, did you roll one too? Hold on. Alright, you're upgraded. Oh, wait, no, you're not. I lied. That was Gus's sheet. Now you're upgraded. Gus, you silly boy. Two success and an advantage. Yeah. Yeah, dude, you have the face of an officer, but you're in a nomad greatcoat. But with your advantage and your coat closed, it looks like maybe you're just in cold weather gear, which is totally fine on the force. Looks like a snow coat. What happened in here? We got officers down. And they still go to reach. Let's roll initiative, actually, before I start talking out of my ass again.
Kevin Costner pulling out the big guns.
Who hasn't rolled yet?
Oh, sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Is this cool or?
I'm gonna go with vigilance.
Nice.
For you. Okay. Three PCs, five NPC. Oh, and then another PC. Because Adam got the... Wait, no, hold on. That's not right. Descending. There we go. Three NPCs, three PCs, two NPCs, one PC is our turn order. And they are reaching for their mics. Hey, yeah, come in. We got officers down. We got three officers down. We got some suspects all around us. We need backup. And the first one is going to, I'll say that's a turn for one of them. The other two are coming to question. There was three outside, two inside. So this next one is also coming over to John, and he's like, what did you see? What'd you see, man? What happened?
I don't know. I just got here.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, you're the cop. I was like, wait, what?
Let me give an average with a boost. Deception. Actually, I'm gonna give you two boost because you also look like them. Two success, four advantage. Oh man, you must have come in through the back. Oh god, I don't. We gotta cordon off the area. Start putting tape up. Is your car here?
For sure. I'll go out. No.
All right.
I was walking a beat. I'll go out.
He tosses you his keys, John, with your four advantage. And he says, squad, come back in the back. 327, just go and get in the trunk. I got the tape. I got, you know, just start getting it all around this place.
Yeah. I'm going to walk out and tell the officers that are outside.
Oh, well, you can't. It's not your turn. Not right. yet.
Okay.
One of the NPCs is over. One of the three that are at Char Char and the other doc. Kevin Costner, I gotta ask, where's Kevin Costner in all of this? You haven't rolled a stealth, though. You just kind of walked outside.
Yeah, it was before the cops got here, though. I'll roll a stealth check if you want.
We will in a minute. You all hear on the radios from this other officer call in the officers down. And they... Whew, I need a drink. Hold on. The officer comes up. All right, I need you all to come over here, sit on the curb. If you're gonna be uncooperative, we're gonna have to put cuffs on you because we gotta know what happened. Whether you would know anything or not, I need y'all to sit here and wait for the backup to come. Okay? And are you looking like you're going to comply or not? Is what I'm asking. That'd be Char-Char, Zaz, and the two Rodians.
You mean Bozzy?
Did I say Zaz? I meant Bozzy. I'm sorry. Reg Bozzy. God damn it. I keep saying Doc in my head, and I just pick one. But yeah, Reg Bozzy and Char Char and the two Rodians.
No. I am high as a kite, not really paying attention, and not complying whatsoever.
Alright, he's gonna move towards you and start trying to put you in cuffs. That's for
his... Hey, cool, man, cool.
For his... let's see. That's probably a brawl check, right? So that'd be an average.
I'm going to use
success and a threat. I'll give you an opportunity to fight back. But he's I'm got going to one use hand. Dodge.
I'm going to use my dodge and sentinel.
Oh, what does that do?
When targeted by a combat check, may perform a dodge and sentinel to suffer a number of strain no greater than the ranks that upgrades the difficulty. By that number.
Okay. One dodge. So, two success, two threat. Unless you just want to re-roll the whole thing.
I'll do that. That works.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. I did it. Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought you were rolling and then I was like, did I mess that up? No, I did it right. Okay. Two success, two threat. So he's got one cuff on you. And you pull away real quick as an incidental. So you've got one cuff on you.
As part of his threat, can I ready another syringe?
I will say with the one threat that you managed to get your hand on a vial, but you have to use another maneuver to withdraw a syringe. Take two strain to maneuver to plunge it, and then I'll let you attempt to stab them. But you're going to have to suffer two strain and use all your maneuvers.
Sure.
Okay.
Pop. Two strain. Another dose of anesthesia. What was that again? What was that roll?
I think I'm gonna have to have you do a brawl, which is just an average check, because all melee and brawl checks are average.
We got a lot. Pop.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Pop. Man, we're gonna get one of these days.
Two failure and two threat. What are you trying to stab him with?
Just anesthesia.
You stick yourself with the anesthesia. Like, you're gonna stab down on him and you get yourself right in the thigh. Yeah, so you're gonna start taking setbacks, I believe, right? What is the is there actually a stat sheet for the anesthesia? I'm sure it's got something, right? Or is Char Char gonna have to carry two people?
I think I roll resilience every round. Wasn't that what we used to do? I can't remember. There's no
I have an item sheet. Hold on. There's gotta be something.
Because anesthesia is the thing that I am addicted to. I thought we rolled resilience every round or whatever.
Oh, we forgot to do that. Your addiction roll.
Yeah.
No, not to do
anything. Just go marketer right away.
That's right, but he's not on his good. I have items. There it is. I know anesthesia has something. Medical equipment.
So I think this lessens my need, but this messes me up in my other roles.
Drugs and poison.
Oh, I don't think that's on there. I don't see it.
I could have swore it was on here. There's like a...
Oh, synthetic anesthetic? Was that it?
Line 11? What is that at? Line 11? Line 11.
Average resilience.
Average resilience?
Average resilience check to resist and a hard check for multiple doses at once.
All right, go ahead. Oh, God. A failure and three threats. So three threats staggers next turn.
I inflict three strain, five strain, oh,
five,
failure.
Five strain, and you're staggered until your next turn. Or you're staggered on your next turn.
One to two threats removes the free maneuver next turn. Three threats stagger. All right, all right.
Oh, no.
You got it good. You got it bad.
And I get all loosey-goosey.
Yeah, you do. Alright, another PC's turn. I want Kevin Costner to roll a stealth whenever he takes his turn. You don't have to take your turn now, but I need to be reminded.
I mean, I can take my turn now, that's fine.
Okay. It's gonna be... Tell me what you're doing to stealth, and I'll tell you how hard it's gonna be.
So we're...
This is between the time in which you walked out the door and began to leave the warehouse up until the point at which the police are doing all, like, they've shown up and are running inside. So
as they start to round the corner, I see that they're coming,
mm-hmm.
and I look to stash myself away,
mm-hmm.
where I can still see the hot dog cart to make sure that they're not leaving.
Yeah.
Yes, it's as if they're, like, hiding in between some of the buildings in the area.
Okay, I'll make it average with a setback.
I used a point to bump it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, go ahead. Four success, a threat, and a triumph.
Oh, yes.
The threat is if they decide to start searching the area. Actually, no, I'm going to put that on the threat bank. Threat bank! You'll get caught up in the threat bank.
How many officers are outside as they're trying to, like, handcuff Doc Rag?
Three outside, two inside. Or three, because Zaz is nowhere to be seen, but there's another cop that was just inside. But you don't know that. No one sees that.
I would like to, from my hiding hole...
I had wine.
Pull out my gun.
Yeah.
My gun does have a silencer on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants to see where the shot came from would suffer two setback.
Okay.
And I want to. I still have a triumph to use, my god.
We'll say that gives you this extra, it lets you attack.
Okay, yeah, I would like to shoot my gun at the officer, at an officer, preferably the one that is trying to handcuff Ragbazi as Ragbazi turns into a ragdoll.
So, I forgot about that. He's the one in front, essentially. So they will get two setback if they try to find you, but they'll also get one boost because he's in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll see him go.
Well, he's not gonna survive my one shot, so it's fine.
I think I'm gonna make it. I want to say it's long range, but it's probably medium range. But I am gonna give it it's medium with a setback. Go ahead and fire your gun. Three success, one advantage. Go ahead and narrate that real quick, Doc Ragbazi.
The hit starts to kick in, and the syringe falls out of his hand, as his other hand loses focus, as he loses concentration on that. Funnily enough, Ragbazi just falls down like a limp noodle. Hey. Prone, face down on the ground.
So 8 plus 2, it's 11 damage. Good god.
Yeah, that guy should be a grease spot.
That guy is he poofed. Poof. So
no advantage on finding me. No boost dies for trying to find where I shoot from.
Well, the other two behind him will be able to. Okay.
He wasn't in the front. You said he only got a boost because he was in the front. So I shot
No, I said they would get a boost if you shoot him because he is in the front. They will see him fall. You know what I'm saying? They're behind him, so they're like, oh my god. It's not like the guy in the back just fell over and you had a silencer and no one heard it until he fell. Like, they watched him, like, hit, fall. They just saw a spray and then the ground turned pink and then he just fell over.
You know, maybe he shouldn't have been standing there.
Passed out with a smile. So, yeah, Ragbazi, do you want to, for those who are uninitiated, tell them about why you fell prone?
Ragbazi has a neurodegenerative disease where he is a paraplegic Twi'lek. Specifically, he has no controls over his legs. Through the teachings of his mentor, Groose T, I believe it was.
Groose T, yeah. Groose T.
He has mastered the use of the force to maneuver his legs. Specifically, he has like finger walks with his hand to manipulate his legs so that he can move. And he tends to hide this behind his back so no one notices.
Or in his pocket or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you lost concentration and you just collapsed. How do you want to spend your advantage? You can recover one strain, you can pass a boost, you can pass a setback to the next enemy, or...
I want a setback to one of the guards that would be looking for me.
Okay, cool. Who wants to go next who hasn't gone yet? I believe this is the...
Be Char-Char.
Yep.
Char-Char
or,
Zaz. Yeah. Zaz or Char-Char. No, wait, no. Wait, we're at the end. Because Char-Char... No, you're right. We still have two left.
I was going to say, Char-Char definitely hasn't gone yet.
Neither is Zaz. Let me put this... Oh. Lay of the land is... You're standing there. Gus over one shoulder. Lou directly behind you. You've got... Ragbazi whiffing himself in the leg and collapsing to the ground with a handcuff on after dodging a cop. One cop just spontaneously erupted, and the other two cops are now freaking out.
No,
you're gonna light something else on fire?
No, there's the shitty sword in my inventory. Charger's gonna see all this, and I guess just, punch the, weird guy right in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mate, that tracks.
I'm gonna add a setback because you do have Gus over your shoulder.
But he'll sigh before he does. He's just gonna be like, "Man, I was just trying to clean a warehouse."
That wasn't even the lie.
That's what he told him.
That's what he believes. Okay,
you don't get that's to tell. What Char-Char told him.
Wait, what are we doing? No, nobody tell him. Char-Char, what do you remember? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's pretty fair. Char-Char would have been.
Char-Char is very frequently the drunk one.
Yes. All right. So.
I love these one-off goofs that don't matter to the real universe of our game.
So he's going to use his shield gauntlet.
Or do they?
On his hand to punch through. I'm just going to. Yeah, I'm going to assume that it's going to punch through this guard. I'm gonna upgrade it twice to take two strain to do that.
Okay.
And then actually, while I'm doing that, because I can, I'm gonna use second wind. Once per encounter, may use second wind at incidental heal strain equal to second wind.
Are you gonna punch this guy yet?
No,
Yeah. He's winding up.
Like One Punch Man. Like,
he's doing the Popeye, one hand on his bicep, winding up the fist.
He's still starting his Kamehame. Yo.
Did you upgrade it?
I did twice. Just for you, Damien. Success and advantage.
Also, each success because of another skill I have. I'm pretty sure it's Feral Strength. Add one damage per rank of Feral Strength to one hit of a successful attack. I have two ranks, so that adds two damage.
You punch this thing in the head. You punch this officer in the head so hard, you see a dent in his head, and he just drops.
You should have let me clean the building.
Oh my god. Okay. The last officer who is left here, he's like, I think I found the perps! And he's like, we got more officers down! He calls in on his radio. And he pulls out his blaster, not his truncheon, because you guys are playing dirty. And he's going to fire at Char-Char. Adds two setback.
Oh, well then you have two setback.
I believe. Reflection.
My shield gauntlet.
I don't have reflect on here. I believe it's... Oh, deflection, right?
It says reflection. Also, can deflect a light.
Okay. I'm just going to count it as deflective, deflection. So you have two setback, but you're close range. So it's only one difficulty. And I'm going to use a dark side point to upgrade that... He is not happy, and he's set to kill. One success, two threats.
Set to fun.
Seven damage. Okay. And with two threat, he seems like his gun, the juice is out of his gun, basically. That was the last shot. He's like, ah, crap!
just looks at him and looks under his shot that it's like a graze. He's like, looks it up at him and he goes, you're next.
John, you got mail. You've got two other ossifers.
So I have the keys. Right,
you do.
I'm gonna turn to the other officers and be like, "Hey, they're dying like flies out here. We gotta get out there."
What, are we gonna murder everybody here?
I mean, they're gonna believe you. Yeah, they're totally on it. they're gonna start. You know, they'll follow you, but they're after you.
No, I'm just pointing out.
Like, oh, okay.
I didn't go out the building.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking out the building from cover, but I'm like, they're dying out there. You guys need to get out there.
Are you just going to stay in there and not do anything then? Let them go? Which is fine. I'm just asking. Yeah, okay.
I'm not doing anything. I'm staying inside the building.
All right, they both start drawing their weapons.
I'm not going to risk getting punched in the head or shot from cover.
They start running out the door with their weapons drawn, and the first one sees Char-Char with his bloody shield gauntlet and a crumpled, dented officer. And then another one that was shot, and then one that is like on his radio, and he's looking like he's getting ready to try and recharge his gun, his blaster. So the first one will fire at Char-Char. I'm gonna have to. So this will be medium range. let's see.
Somebody shooting at Char-Char again?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put your setback die for the reflection?
So it washed. And then the second one, He's right next to him, and he's leaning around the door frame, and he starts firing. That's 7 damage. You took the first damage, though, right? The 7 damage initially?
Yeah, but I have 6 soak.
You have...
What?
How the hell do you have 6 soak?
Oh, I forgot that you're a monster, too.
How?
Because I have, where's the smuggler's cloak, and then I believe climbing gear between the two of those. Oh, and I think I also have something.
There's something with your bio stuff, too, ain't it?
Oh, that's right, because you're part guest.
I don't think I actually did that. That's the force. Climbing suit.
And you have 4 brawn, I assume, right?
In regards to me and Char-Char, what point of history are relationship is this? Am I bonded with him? Is what I'm asking. Or is this before that?
Climbing suit, add 1
soap. I don't know.
How was your soap?
I'm sorry. We'll let Adam do his thing. I'll ask my question later.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
How was soap calculated?
It's your brawn, I believe. Like durable or something. Yeah. Okay, you took 1 damage then, I guess. So that's both of those NPCs. Now it's PCs, you murderers. Who's going?
So, would you say that both of the officers are outside the building, or they're looking out from the doorway?
One is outside, one is using the doorway as cover. So he's, like, leaning out the door. But they both have their... He has his back to you, the other one is outside.
Ignore me. Sorry.
Yeah, stabbing someone, John?
I was just asking.
I would think that Kevin, seeing that nobody has found him yet, would probably fire another shot.
Okay, the other one that's outside here?
Yes. yes.
Okay. And a setback because he is now like... He's trying to be in cover. I believe there was an advantage somewhere too, but I digress. Go ahead and they had 2 advantage. Oh, I'll just give him 1. Go ahead and roll your beautiful bean footage.
Okay.
3 success, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, this other provincial law enforcement officer just disappears into some mist and slumps to the floor. What's left of him.
Ooh.
So now there's only 2 left, and it's the 2 that are in the building. John, that's so creepy.
Kevin would like to move.
Okay. Snipe, snipe, move.
Yeah, he fired a shot, saw that the 3 that were outside are down, and the other 2, like, he doesn't know where the other ones are, so he's going to reposition.
Okay.
Do I see the one walking out of the door? That I just walked away from John as I'm lying on the ground.
Give me an easy perception check with a setback. 2 successes and an advantage. You do. You are staggered this turn, though, which means I believe you can't take any action. Let me see.
What does staggered mean again?
I'm pretty sure it just means you can't take an action. It's a critical injury. Stagger.
I had the climbing suit. The climb suit.
Staggered. It's not on the sheet. I'm gonna say it just you're on the ground and you're just
staggered.
Like,
if a character is staggered, he cannot activate an incidental or out of turn effect. Wait, staggered means you just can't use any actions.
Okay.
The target is still free to take maneuvers or incidentals if they want.
Okay. There you go. That's what I thought. I just didn't see it on here anymore.
I'm going to assume I forgot to use my fingers, so I'm just going to attempt to crawl towards the hot dog cart.
Yeah, go for it.
Whether fine. That's closer or away from, I don't know. I'm just aimlessly crawling, trying to find my hot dog cart.
Well, it's away from the corpses.
This way.
Oh, if you're over there, then... Oopsie, god damn it. If you're over there...
Well, I was here, but like I don't... Narratively, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So I guess you could say you're taking cover behind the hot dog cart so the other officers don't have any clear shots on you.
Okay. That's all I can do.
All right. We have two more PCs. Anyone can go, it looks like.
Jar Jar can go?
Yeah, anyone except Dr. Igbazi. You can run at the top of the order.
Wait, who's left? Wait, where's the guy that shot Jar Jar?
One of these two officers of... Oh, damn it. Let's draw that one. The one that was in the doorway is the one that hit you. The one that's about to poof and disappear, I assume?
Jar Jar is going to pull out the broken part of the shitty sword that he has.
Yeah.
And chuck it at that officer.
Okay.
He's going to... Before he does it, he's going to, like, point... Two fingers at his eyes, one finger at him, and then chuck it at him.
So it's an improvised weapon for sure, and I think that upgrades it, or adds a setback. Here we go again. Back into my Barney bag. I don't have... Really?
I mean, if it's easier, I can just shoot him with...
No, I just have to dig out this. Hold on. Oh, improvised weapons. Melee check. Well, you're doing a ranged check. Automatic threat. So you already have... you're throwing it, and it already has a threat.
So is it melee?
Range. You're throwing it.
Ranged light?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Three failures, and an advantage... Actually, three failures and a wash, because you automatically get a... threat. So yeah, you do the eyes thing and you throw it and it just kind of like, it's kind of like trying to throw a sheet of paper. It just like, it just hits the, like, it waffles and then hits the ground.
Jar Jar's gonna yell, you know what I'm at.
All right, we got more PCs. Two more PCs. Kevin Costner and Doc Saz.
I thought I dusted somebody already.
You did. There's still two people left. Well, you did. You were the... That was the end of the last round.
Oh. Okay, I got you. Do I have eyes on the cops coming out?
Yeah, but they're extreme range from you now. Okay. Or long how range.
How close am I to Greg Bozzi?
Just to the end, at the far side of close range.
Okay, can I sneak up to Greg Bozzi? Like, basically, I don't want the cops to see me, but I want to get up next to Ragbazi.
So you're not sneaking up on Ragbazi, you're sneaking up on the cops? You're sneaking from...
To avoid being detected by the cops,
I should say. It'll be their vigilance.
I am behind my hot dog cart.
That's fair. Go for it.
Okay. Ha-ha. Oh, I'm on the wrong tab. Ha-ha.
A threat.
That's a second despair. Or
a success on a successful roll with advantage. Success, two advantage, and a despair. You managed to get behind Ragbazi. Ragbazi, what would you do if you thought someone was coming up behind you to grab you and drag you off?
Stab him. Stab him with a syringe.
He would.
What's already in your syringe? Still anesthetic, I assume?
I imagine, yeah, a dose of anesthesia.
All right, I gotta have Moose make an average resilience check. Go for it.
Oh God, resilience?
Yeah.
We're all mad down here.
I'm upgrading it.
Yep, I got you.
I get one die.
You better make it count. Success.
Hooray!
And a threat. What is one threat? It was something about strain or something. Hold on, I gotta open that page again. Right here. One to two threat removes free maneuver next turn. So you don't get a maneuver next turn.
Okay.
I said I wasn't resisting.
I said no.
And as you like notice, like you stab him, and then you look and you see it's Kevin Costner. And he gives you the like finger over the mouth.
And where he just, have you been?
Are you touching his mouth? Or are you just doing it to your mouth like a shh?
Like I'm giving him a shush gesture. I'm not. Kevin wouldn't touch it.
You're not
like,
doing the zazz, putting your hand over his mouth.
Nope. Kevin doesn't cross boundaries like that.
No, he just kills people for no reason.
Kevin, no reason?
Where have you... Okay,
for reasons that most people would not consider good reasons.
Yes. And then he'll essentially, like, from there, he's just trying to hunker down and keep Greg Bozzi covered.
Yeah, you got an advantage. That's fine. Okay, Zaz, what you doing? You have no idea that everybody outside is dead. But you do know that the two leaning out, the one outside and the one leaning around the door, are firing at your compatriots.
Have you ever seen
oh god,
a video of, like, construction workers where, like,
faces of death,
is, like, just in the back, like, moving around, like, acting like he's helping, but he's not really doing anything?
Yeah,
that's me behind these two officers. Like, oh, where are they at? Can you see them? And I'm not gonna do anything yet this turn.
Okay.
I'm just trying to look like I'm trying to help and see between them to shoot out.
Okay, that's fine. They're gonna keep firing at Char-Char because you're still like there. Gus and Lou this whole time. Gus is like, oh, Spectus and your spectacular spectacleness. And Lou's like, stay down, Gus. And there, Lou has been dragging Gus further and further away from this the whole time.
Wait, what? No, Gus is over Char-Char.
Oh, wait, he's still over your shoulder? I thought you tossed him. Oh my god, never mind. Lou is not.
You've been putting setback die on me.
I haven't, actually. I only did the one time. I forgot the rest of those times.
Oh, well then, yeah, Lou can.
No. Nope. You reminded me. Now the setbacks are reinstated. Yeah, they're going to fire at you again. One more again.
Two setbacks. I guess two boost die?
No, it'd be two setbacks.
Reflective.
Two setbacks. Do you also have ranged defense at all?
Yes.
How many? Okay. What do I do to make them hit Gus on accident?
I thought defense.
Adds a setback.
Oh, is that how that works?
Uh-huh. I upgraded. Ooh. Three failures and a threat. He fires wide again. The other one's gonna fire at you. Four failures and three threats. This one, when he fires... Like, he's leaning, doing the lean in and out of the window, out of the door, and he leans to fire, and it, like, he hits the door jamb, and when he fires, it kicks the gun out of his hand. So this one is now...
Stormtrooper lean in and out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, actually, what they're doing. Do! yeah, and he drops his gun. Oh, crap! What do you jokers do? We're back at the top of the order. Anyone can do whatever they want.
Alright, Char-Char's gonna shoot.
Okay. Hold on, let me see if they have any defense. Nope. Go for it.
Can I upgrade this?
If you want to, yeah. Go for it.
Of course you can. You can do whatever you want.
Alright, Char-Char's gonna get irritated by all this mosquito fire. Unsling his blaster rifle that he's got over his shoulder.
Yeah, dude, you kill it. It says stun. Does that mean it has stun or it's always stun?
I think it has stun.
Okay. So yeah, you
because it says feature stun and then quality is capital stun.
So you shoot the uh-oh.
Which is pretty on par for how I take those.
I know it is. All right, the only one that's left is the one bobbing in and out of the doors. You guys start hearing more sirens approaching also.
What the fuck were we doing?
I have my free maneuver. I'm not staggered anymore, right?
Correct.
Why are we working the cops?
After seeing Charger shoot, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot myself.
You going to shoot yourself?
No, shoot as well.
I was like, God damn!
I'm also going to shoot.
I'm also going to shoot Dr. Glazzy.
I'm going to give you a boost because you're prone. It's going to give you like the shooter's prone. Go for it. Your gun is lucky too, isn't it? The scalpel. And it's going to... Oh my god, I forgot you have so much bullshit on there. So that's 2 success and an advantage. I forgot you had a grappling hook. That's 7 damage. So you severely... This cop, this provincial law enforcement officer, you hit him and like his side immediately begins to just, there's just blood everywhere. But he's still on his feet.
As the shot goes off, I'm just going to yell into the building, or like towards the building, Zaz, we're coming for you!
I guess you start shooting at him. Oh shit, that's right.
This is going to be the story about how we just took over a planet.
Oh no, there are other forces on the planet besides law enforcement, so...
That's fine. We'll kill them too.
So... I'd like to shift back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What do we say? Easy, and then this because it's cold, and then I'm gonna upgrade it. Yeah. Whoops, that advantage should not be there. That blue die was from Char Char's roll. 3 success, yeah. You shift back. And the guy that's in front of you has no idea.
Okay, I'd like to step up behind him then and whisper in his ear, good night, and then shoot him in the back of the head.
Isn't that an action to change? No, I'll give it to you because it's a resilience thing. I'll let you do it. Good night, okay. It's going to be easy, but I'm going to upgrade yours because, like, you're... Essentially coup de grace-ing him. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's dead. Mm-hmm. You taking this arm with you? What do you want for this triumph with your single success?
How much time do I have? Like, are the sirens getting close?
They're approaching. And there's blood everywhere. So, like, inside, outside...
I'm just gonna run out. Well, first of all, I'm gonna be like, I'm coming out, guys! And I'm gonna run out.
And everyone starts firing. Alright, yeah.
Says we got you.
Yeah, so you see 2 people that are slowly passing out next to a hot dog cart. Char-Char has someone over their shoulder. Lou has Gus over his shoulder, and Lou is like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like Gus was the first time he met you guys. Just like, oh god, oh god, oh god. And you have an opportunity to flee the scene. Whoops.
Yeah, I'm heading for the hot dog cart.
Alright, how are you guys getting everyone back? I will allow the 2 drugged individuals to make resilience checks if they want. They'll be average. Otherwise, someone has to assist or figure something out. There are ways. There's a lot of ways.
We're driving? We're flying?
Oh. Yeah, how are you guys getting back? There's a couple different ways.
You can't drive the hot dog cart with the unconscious people on it?
You can. You can also drive the cop car. You have a cop car. You have a hot dog cart. You have a Char-Char.
Guys,
yeah, right?
Guys, get in the car. I'm going to pull the car up.
Oh no! Okay, yeah. Are you all loading in?
Somebody wants to take the hot dog cart back. I want to sit.
It hovers
backside passenger seat, mm-hmm. Not middle. Yeah. Can I tie my Leku around the hot dog cart?
You can grab it with your
dregs.
You can grab it with your hand. If you really want to tie your Leku. You're gonna have to make a resilience check to not take strain damage.
Kevin will tell you that he'll drive the hot dog cart.
Oh, okay. Now you gotta be easy, because she drifts a little to the left.
Now I hand over the fob.
Is Kevin Costner gonna do a resilience check, or are you gonna take some? Because you're also drugged.
I was drugged that I lost my maneuver. That's it.
Oh, that's right. You passed. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're just kind of sluggish. That's fine. Is there a memory check we could do to see if you remember where the go button is on this bad jammer?
How about a piloting check?
Planting. Yeah. I'll give you an average with two setback. One is because the controls aren't normal. And two, because it's a goddamn hot dog cart. So, you can give him a boost if you want, or an upgrade. I'll let you upgrade it for him. Yeah.
Hooray.
Because you, Zaz, actually have utilized the cart before, I believe, with Ragbazia on the top of it.
Yes.
So you know what button, you can tell him what button he needs to push.
There we go. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. John's not telling you what button to push.
Yeah, it's just this one right here.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. You immediately smash it into the side of the cop car.
The one that we took, right?
Three threat. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I just got the body flick.
We go. He'll hold his hand up like, my bad, and he'll try to...
It's okay, Kevin.
Three, because I think it's funny.
That's a drool.
Y'all, this is how the games go, generally. All right, so what are you going to do now? Because you failed the drive check. You could try and make another one before everyone shows up, or you can attempt to just, like,
try. Oh, yeah,
it.
I'm going to try to make another one.
All right, it's going to be the same check.
And I boosted myself.
Okay, cool.
Well, I didn't add the boost, but I'm using a light side.
So you'll keep the upgrade. Awesome. Two advantage.
Hey.
So
no crashing this time. At least I'm rolling.
So this time you managed. Like, you know, it's not going to be easy to drive this thing, but you can skitch it if you hold on to the side. Like, you can sit on the side, like on the hot dog cart, and grab the side of the door frame of the cop car. And skitch it if you want.
And I won't have to make a check on
and
that.
And you won't have to make a check.
Done. Done. We will not gamble again.
All right. Before we log out here, where are you headed, John? Where are you taking these monsters? Are you just going straight back to the cantina?
This seems kind of risky.
Yeah, it does. You also know that Gus and Lou are, like, from this planet. So, I mean,
Lou, is there a place we can lay low on this planet that's not at the cantina?
I mean, we can go to my sister's place. She's just outside of town. But, yeah, we can go to my sister's place. I gotta tell her we're coming.
Sister's place.
Lou's sister's place.
Yeah, Lou's sister's place.
But just, I'll tell her we're just gonna be in the barn. And yeah, as you sail off into the night,
I'm running the sirens.
As you blast down the street at full speed with sirens going, hot dog carts skitching on the side, a bunch of blocky-looking speeders pull up to the warehouse and lower their ramp, and a bunch of white-clad stormtroopers begin unloading. But you don't see that. We see that, but you don't see that. And with that, we'll call the episode. Hope everybody enjoyed. Kay, congratulations on the dice. I hope everyone is liking Life Day so far.
How's it feel to be back in the captain seat, Zach?
It's weird. The seat, it used to fit my butt, but now it's got this weird atom divot in it, and I gotta, like, it smells funny. Like,
and there's tentacles?
Like, he's fallen asleep and spilled beer all over it. Smells like cold spaghetti. I don't know. It's weird. It's fun. I wish I would have prepared more. It's just been kind of busy. I'm a slacker.
Back. Welcome back.
You know it wouldn't have mattered if you prepared a different story. We went the other way.
You know, honestly, I find it easier to make up the first episode really and then see what you jackasses like, do and then just evolve the story from there. It makes it way easier.
I'm really surprised we didn't just kill Lou right away.
I contemplated it.
I thought Lou was dead.
Kevin was about to.
Spoken. Oh, Moose, you're being called out for some spoken word singing.
Oh, I've got one more. Just for the chat today. One more song. We were as one, babe, for a moment in time.
Oh, wow.
And it seemed
wow.
that you would always be mine.
Oh, wow.
Now you want to be free, so I'm letting you fly, because I know in my heart, babe, our love will never die.
Wait.
No, you gotta let him finish, Adam.
Yeah.
No, you finish that. You finish that. I got one more song that I would like you to do.
No, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely.
Why does that sound so
boy,
terrible?
Boy, don't you know, you can't escape me. Oh, darling, because you'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on. Time can't erase a feeling this strong. No way you're never gonna shake me. Oh, darling, because you'll always be my baby. Doo-doo-doop.
Yes. Frank saying, fresh day and cool, Mendo's fresh and full of life.
I'm glad you realized what it was after two lines and everybody enjoyed it.
I don't know what it was. I have no idea.
You don't know what that was, chat? Oh, God.
Wait, what was the song?
You don't know what it is?
No,
yeah,
tell me.
I was laughing about the song that I had in mind from the 90s.
Oh no, Moose. That's a diss.
Mariah Carey.
It is.
Always be my baby.
Yes.
Oh no.
Wow.
No.
Alright.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll get in touch with you about shipping these dice out. And oh god, don't post links.
What?
If you did enjoy the show and you're new, make sure you check us out on our website, talestheoutermrim.com, where you can find all of our links. You can find a link to the SoundCloud for Steph Makepeace, who does the music for the show. She does the Life Day episode theme music, which we haven't heard tonight, but we will hear on the recording. I don't even know you guys.
What? Chat, that's the next song. Someone do it right now.
Have a good night, and may the force be with you. All right, everybody.
I think I got it this time. Okay, hang on. Wait.
Okay, I want to hear his guess.
Adam's still guessing the plot, everyone.
Is it It's a Wonderful Life?
Ooh, no.
Dude, you got. How did you get further away? A little more. You gotta take it a couple steps further.
We're doing a Christmas Carol.
Close.
Waiting for Wham.
It's Muppets Take Manhattan, bro.
Damn, right on the nose. it's pretty much Christmas Carol, but it's also something else. It's more
a Muppet's Christmas Carol.
It's more than that. I gotta wait.
I'll give is like it's that story but retold.
I need someone to start slapping somebody.
That's what I was trying to look up, and I'm like, oh, and it didn't even come up as that, but I was like, well, I mean, I don't know, man. Who shot their eye out?
Further away!